Out in the wild frontier, there was this fella. Fella I want to tell you about named William Dewey Osborne. At least, that was the handle his widowed mother gave him. But he never had much use for it himself. This W.D. Osborne, he went by the name of Will of the Wild Frontier. Sounds like a joke, right? That's a name no one would self-apply where I come from. But then, there was a lot about that dude that didn't make sense to me. He was fortunate enough to have been around some wiser women. The wisest, his grandmother, Virginia, who raised the boy from the time he was no taller than a speckled pup, would always say, "We do what we want," which was usually following some attempt by Will to defend his own ornery behavior. The problem with Will was he didn't know what he wanted. Old boy chased many a flames in and out to the bottom of bottomless rabbit holes, finding himself lost and grasping for air, looking for the sacred green flame. Lucky for him, he was able to find his way out of any holy predicament he had found himself in. Everywhere you look out here, there's a big hole waiting to suck you in and swallow you up. Between that and the big lizard, it's hard for a man to find much peace and quiet. Especially when your job, as it was Will's, is to keep this here trail clean and clear. The story I'm about to unfold took place around the turn of the century, just about the time of the conflict between Leviathan and the Lords of the Flame. I only mention it because sometimes there's a man, and I won't say a hero, because, you know, what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. I'm talking about Will here. Sometimes there's a man he's a man for his time and place. And that's Will of the Wild Frontier.